Welcome back, everybody, to the Jack Coyle Podcast. Today, we welcome on Jamin Kinman, who represents Omaha 402 Hoops, as he's the creator and owner of that current account. We will get right to that interview, but first, here's a word from our sponsor. Hey, everybody. We got Jamin Kinman, who is the owner and creator of the Omaha 402 Hoops Instagram and YouTube page. So how you doing, Jamin?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm great. So we'll just get into some questions quickly here.
Sounds good.
All right. So just for the people that don't know you or much about you, just, you know, tell us kind of what you do and just the basics of your channel.
So I run an Instagram that has about almost 6K on it. It's called Omaha 402 Hoops, which I like. I highlight like the players that around that, not just in Omaha, but like around in the country, in the state. And I make like mixtapes or like, but like for stuff that's like, and then during the season, I go to games and whip out my camera and record like game highlights. That's what you would find on my YouTube.
Yeah.
And right. Yeah.
So when did you start this page?
I started this last Christmas time.
Okay, and then you started with basketball?
Yeah.
And so what sort of like gave you the idea to start this?
Well, it was at the Metro Holiday Tournament at Russell Arena, and I had a friend that was playing, and he kind of told me that he kind of wanted me to record just for his own personal sake. And then I had a friend, then that same friend was came back when we was at my crib, and we was talking about how he said I should just start one, and I was like, shoot, why not? Because I wasn't playing at the time, so I kind of wanted to keep up with Nebraska basketball, so that's kind of what the idea came from.
Yeah, so at first you kind of just started with you're doing it for a friend, and now it's sort of turned into a bigger thing now.
Yep.
So what other, you know, video projects do you do other than just basketball?
Well, I also take pictures as well, which is kind of, for other sports, I kind of turn into my main thing for other sports. And I've been working with football players, some soccer players, and softball players, kind of like making like a hype up motivational, like during this time, a hype up like workout mix, if that makes sense. Kind of get them like hyped up for the season and get them out there. So since some of them didn't even have a season.
Yeah. And so what, since like there's nothing going on right now, what are you sort of working on right now?
Well, I've kind of getting in contact with people, getting future plans going. And then I'm doing the motivational workouts, and I've been working out a few of athletes, not really just basketball related, just kind of athletes in general, so they don't lose their shape over this break.
Yeah. All right. And so, what would you kind of like to continue this on for like an actual career in the future?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, it sounds good, but like, I don't know if it can really pay my bills, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like mind to, just if I could figure out a way to make like a good profit out of it, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what sort of projects are you looking forward to in the future?
I was kind of looking forward to AAU as a whole, to be honest, because I started partnering with this one recruiting site called Recruit Looks, and I was going to go to all their tournaments, and I was going to make like a huge thing about all the athletes out there. So it kind of sucks that that's getting either pushed back, or hopefully not, but it could be postponed or canceled. So
yeah. And then Are you a senior? Are you in high school?
I am. I'm a junior in high school.
Okay, so you got one more season of everything, I guess.
Yeah.
So
Who's sort of like the biggest athlete that you've worked with in high school, maybe in high school or just overall?
I've worked with, obviously, I've worked with Trecky Hepburn, Hannes Salis, and all them. Those are my guys. But I've also worked with some of the past players that have played in Omaha, like Dion Lyle, who is a player who is playing on Pro Bowl overseas now, but he played on the Melo Balls and LiAngelo Balls, JBA All-Star team. So he was on that team, and he was actually a big player on that team. That's another big player I've worked with. And then I've worked with, trying to think, just college players all around, basically. Io Akinwole from UNO, that's my guy for a fat minute. And Peyton Brodsky, the girl player out of Creighton, she's been rocking with me for a while, so just kind of all over the place, to be honest.
And do you stay in like connection with some of these athletes after they go to college or move on?
Yes, of course. Because if I'm not able to come to the games, they would send me clips of them, and I would always promote them on my story, letting them know that the grassroots still supports them and remembers who they are.
And so recently I've sort of seen that you've been doing a lot of, younger athletes, maybe in middle school or freshman in high school or something like that. Did you just start getting into that?
Yeah, I just started getting in the middle school scene because I realized the class of 2024 is extremely deep, and even some of the 2025. And I've kind of wanted to get into that because I didn't want to be completely clueless when this whole new like generation comes up to high school and I don't know anybody, like it was for 2023, because I only focused on high school at that time. I didn't really want to be clueless.
So what is your what's the your favorite part of making a project? Like the video or the editing or
Kind of the end result, because I don't make money off of this. I do this to make other people happy, and that's kind of like what I like to do with my life, is no matter what I do, if it makes someone happy at the end of the day, then I feel like I fulfilled what I was trying to do. So it's kind of the end result, if they like it or not, and if they post it on the Instagram, etc.
You're on a YouTube channel as well, right?
Yes.
And then is it just you just sort of post the same kind of things on that YouTube channel, or are they different sort of things?
I don't really post mixtapes on that channel. That's kind of for like the full like game length, since on Instagram you can only post a minute long. And the YouTube is kind of like supposed to be for like the long length, like 8, 9 minutes of just the full game length. And that's basically kind of what that's for.
I've seen a couple videos where you were at some concerts. Can you kind of describe like what you do and what your job is when you go to the concerts or sporting events as well?
Yeah, so I've only done one concert, and that's where I assume you're referring to, which was the Black Youngster concert when he came to Lincoln at the Royal Grove. And what I kind of did was, the Real SR, which is a rapper in Omaha, his management hit me up and wanted me to put his songs on my page, which I did, and I put them on my page, and I kind of gave him the idea that I could come and make like a little documentary of the day and also take pictures of it. And he was completely down. So that kind of gave me the opportunity to be on stage and be taking pictures, recording, and et cetera, with Black Youngster and Lil Migo and kind of that whole crew.
So the next question I have for you is, so outside of, taking video and stuff like and taking video and photography, what sort of things, are you into?
Kind of just sports in general. I play 2K a lot, to be honest, and that's kind of been my thing during this quarantine. And sometimes some of the athletes I'd be with, I'd be actually hooping with them, because I used to hoop before I started this. And yeah, kind of just sports in general. There's not really much out of it
Yeah. So when you create the videos, you know, you're not looking, you're just looking for more people to post your stuff other places so you get more recognition. It's not about the money.
No, that's not my thing is the money. I mean, sometimes I do have to charge like $5-$10 just to, because I have to go 40 minutes away just to go to the game, but like I don't usually want to. It's just kind of a gas thing. And basically, yeah, my main thing is just to make them happy, not the money part, because that's not what I started it for.
Yeah. So when you go to a basketball game, can you just sort of give us a rundown on what exactly you do when you're there? Just any high school game, or you know, you sit down, you take videos at one place. You know, what sort of things do you do?
So I get there. I usually get there 15. Depends on what the game. If the game is going to be really deep, then I would get there an hour early before the game starts and get a good seat, get like a good place. If I'm not allowed to be on the baseline, which some schools really like don't like that. So if I'm not allowed to be on the baseline, then I'd find a good seat, and I would usually walk by some student sections. I'd usually be chanting my name, have to say what's up to some people, and then I usually wait for the game time to start, maybe say what's up to a few athletes while they're warming up, or before they even warm up, like, and then I would usually sit down, just chill, maybe get some food, you feel me, and kind of just wait till game to start, and then do my thing.
Yeah, yeah. So is there anything that you'd like to tell everybody that's listening today? That's all the questions I have, but if you got anything else?
Merch coming soon, you feel me? Merch coming soon.
Yeah.
It's about to be shirts for right now. I'm partnering with Party Life Promotions. Yeah, merch coming soon. If you want to feel like buying one, DM me, shoot me a text, let me know. And yeah, that's probably it.
All right. Thank you for coming on, man. I guess just everybody go be sure to check him out on Instagram at Omaha402Hoops and on his YouTube channel as well, which is the same name, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you later.
You too. My pleasure.